Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They always say it, like Case always says this to me and a couple other people in the facility is, you know, it's better to look at things, all the negative stuff, you know, even after a win. It feels better. It's better, you know, coming out that way rather than coming out with a loss and having to fix those things. So we got to be truthful to ourselves. We got to be truthful as a team, and we got to figure it out. We got to fix things because we want to be a playoff team. We want to be a championship level team. And so we got to find ways to win early in the game, like I said.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Caleb Williams, thanks to Fox Sports, Hamilton Post Game, Pam Oliver. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Score Evenings, 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. And now it is time to go out to the Score Hotline. Joining us now on the Circle Resort and Casino Hotline is Herb Howard of the Bigs. You can find him on social media at, and actually I just lost his at, yeah, at Herb Howard 411. Wanted to make sure I got the 411 in there. CircleLasVegas.com. Herb, what's happening, man? How you doing this evening?
Man, my dude, what's happening, man? How you feeling? I'm good.
I'm great, man. I'm great. It is a fun time to be covering the Bears. These are not waters we often get to swim in, so I try to remind people to soak it up. You don't know how long these things are going to last. What is it like for you guys who are consistently on the Bears beat with the frustrations that are pretty consistently there in recent years with the Bears, but now got a squad that's won 6 out of their last 7 games. I mean, is the vibe just different being around the team than you've been accustomed to?
Absolutely. I mean, last year we had to be there for 10 straight losses, and that's not fun. That's not fun, certainly for the players, for the coaching staff, for the administration, but it's also not fun as a reporter to go into those locker rooms, you know, every day, you know, whether it's at food after the games or at Hallis during the week, and you know, got the same questions, and you know, for very similar answers, it's like, well, why'd you lose this week, or how did you guys find a way to lose that? So, you know, that's just not fun. That's not something that you want to do. You know, those guys are trying the hardest and putting it all out there on the field, as you know, but the results weren't coming, so that's just not fun. So this year, it's absolutely much more fun to go into winning locker rooms, and the guys are in good spirits, and they are more open to having conversations and talk to you even about the things that they need to improve on. And so this has definitely been a refreshing run that the Bears have been on for these last 7 weeks, for sure.
The not only the working relationship between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, but also the personal relationship between these two, where Caleb's still in the very early stages of his time as a professional athlete, and Ben Johnson is in his first year as a head coach, and they're both navigating the pressure cooker of leading the Bears together in concert. What have been your observations now over halfway through the regular season at the way that their both on-field and off-field relationship has developed?
Yeah, I think with Ben Johnson, you don't really feel his – immaturity as a head coach. You don't really feel that, right? Or his inexperience, I should say, mm-hmm. as a head coach. He seems very sure of himself in terms of the plan that he has. And that alone will kind of guide you and be your North Star. What I do like about him is that he's willing to acknowledge when he doesn't think he was at his best, or when he doesn't think he knew something as well as he should, or he'll acknowledge, hey, I'm going through these things for some of these things for the first time. And as somebody who covers that team on a daily basis, you appreciate that, because it's not common to get that from coaches. You get a lot of coach speak about this and that and the third, and he'll just say, yeah, I should have called something else on that play. You know what I mean? Where usually he's like, hey, what happened on that third and whatever in the third quarter? And it's like, oh, well, you know, there's a lot of things going on and a lot of things got to go right. And a lot of people, and he's just not like that. He's like, yeah, I should have called something else. And you appreciate that he's sure of himself. Now, he's also very, very comfortable in his job in terms of job security. You know, if he were in a different situation, maybe you hear different answers, but he seems to be very, very authentic in how he approaches things. And then you talk about the dynamic between him and Caleb, and they're just in very similar boats, very early on in their respective careers in terms of where they are now. And I think they're growing together, but I think also, again, Coach Johnson knows what he wants, and he's not really going to, you know, lower that bar, lower that standard for Caleb or for anyone else. And so when he feels like the bar has not been met, he's going to demand that you improve to meet that standard. And when he feels like it has been met, then he's going to celebrate you for it and let you know all about it. And so I think they're growing, you know, at a pretty good pace together, and you can see the improvement from Caleb on the field. And I think you have to understand that a lot of that has a lot to do with what Coach Johnson is doing, not only in terms of preparation, but how he goes about calling the game and how he goes about interacting with Caleb in their one-on-one relationship.
So I haven't gotten to the point of fully kind of, I guess, crunching the numbers or getting all the way, kind of getting my brain wrapped around where I think Ben Johnson is at in sort of accepting the playmaker aspect of Caleb. But it does feel to me like while he observed it early that what he had with Jared Goff, Caleb is going to bring different physical attributes to the table. Mm-hmm. I do mm-hmm. feel like I hear Ben Johnson verbalizing to you guys on the beat about Caleb's legs and Caleb's mobility and the dangers that poses to the opposing defense. I feel like he's discussing that in a different way, maybe a more open and accepting way than he did before. Does that feel accurate to you?
No, it seems accurate. You heard him talk about this week, you know, just about, you know, how much of a nightmare that can be for a defense. He's talking about, you know, you're getting, you know, third and medium, third and long situations, and, you know, you get a good pass rush and you get good coverage, and then the next thing you know, the quarterback is out the back door for 12 yards on the first down, and that's debilitating for defenses, and he's absolutely right about that. I think he understood that Caleb would bring a different element to his offense, but he hadn't experienced it, right? He had experienced a quarterback in Jared Goff who was going to drop back, read the defense, make the right decision, get the ball out of his hands quickly. Jared Goff doesn't have that level of mobility, obviously, that Caleb has. And so, you know, if that's not in your toolbox, you don't really worry about that. You find other ways to go about your business. And I think that's what Coach Johnson was used to. He did acknowledge coming in his, you know, introductory press conference that Caleb's, you know, skill set was different and will offer him some different things in terms of play calling, but also just when things break down. And we've seen that from Caleb time and time again. I think just now he's starting to appreciate, you know, what that could mean offensively and how that can correct some of his own mistakes. And again, that's something that he's acknowledged. He says he makes me right sometimes, you know, if I make the wrong call and, you know, we don't have the right protection or we don't have the right hot routes available, he can erase some of those mistakes. And so I think he's starting to have a level of appreciation for that and understanding that we can also use that as a weapon. And I think they're starting to encourage Caleb to, you know, lean into that a little bit more and don't worry about, you know, we got to get the ball out of our hand, got to check it down to, you know, the backs in the slot. I mean, and, you know, just check it down to the backs, and, you know, those types of things. And I think he's starting to understand that, you know, if Caleb decides to get out of here, he could bail us out. And so I think they're trying to tell him not to do it so much, and not even, you know, telling him to do it, but just not taking that option away from him. I think that Coach Johnson really appreciates what Caleb is able to do with his leg. We called him Houdini this week.
It's pretty special to watch it in action. There's no doubt about that. And I've been on the other end of some of those frustrating times. Actually, Bears wide receiver coach Antoine Randall, he has evaded me more than once, both at the high school level and the college level. It's a sight to behold.
I know you had some of those dead to rights, but I got him. I don't got him. What happened?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's really frustrating for a defender. And we knew Caleb could scramble. We knew Caleb was mobile. We knew he could improvise. Caleb looks quicker to me. Caleb looks even just straight line faster to me this season than he did last year. I don't know if that's come up as you guys have talked to Caleb or not. I haven't observed anyone like writing about just Caleb's mobility seeming enhanced, but does he look that way to you? And if so, do you know why?
Yeah, I think he looks that way when he wants to look that way. And I think that what I mean by that is when he's decisive. And like sometimes he doesn't look that way. Sometimes he still is kind of, you know, pittering around the backfield and he's pirouetting and he's spinning and he's doing all these different things. And it's like, well, you could have just outran that DN and you could have got the corner on him if you wanted to. And when he does do that, when he is decisive and say, okay, I went through my read 1, 2, 3 or whatever it is, I don't like it, I'm out of here, then yes, he is faster than most of the people on the field. He's more athletic than most of the people on the field, and he can absolutely make those plays with his legs. It's the times when he's indecisive, when he's hanging on too long to try and make that spectacular throw, which he does phenomenally to either side. He can roll to his right and make it, obviously, but what he's able to throw rolling to his left, that's special stuff. But we don't need special all the time. Sometimes we just need you to go take that 8 yards right there and pick up the first down. And so when he is decisive, you can absolutely see he's got an extra step on most of the people on the field. And I think that's when you're able to see that, you know, live in the game and certainly on tape, like, oh, there's another gear here that he has that guys can't really cut him off from. But you got to be very decisive when you make those decisions. Otherwise, you give those other world-class athletes on the field that extra half a step they need, and then they can cut you off of the sideline.
Herb Howard of the Bigs, my guest here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, joining me now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, and you can find Herb on social media at HerbHoward411. Who would you say, Herb, is the defensive MVP of the first half of this season so far?
It'd be hard not to go with Kevin Byard, man. Like, I know that Montez Sweat has been coming on the past 4 weeks. I know that, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has come in. He's made an impact in his brief time here. Tremaine is having a very good season. But what Kevin Byard has done on the back end in terms of, you know, not only just the playmaking on his own with the interceptions and the ball hawking, but the communication and getting guys in the right spaces and erasing some of those mistakes and his ability – even, you know, you get past 30 and everybody acts like you're so old in football, but even at that big age, he's got so much range. He can get from the middle of the field to the sideline while the ball is in the air and get a PBU, if not a pick. And I think that is what I find so impressive about what he's able to do at this point right now. And I think you see that. You see that on a weekly basis from him, but you also see his leadership. You also see, you know, his imprint on the secondary and on the team as a whole. He is a leader in this league. He's been there for 10 years, and you can feel that in the locker room, and guys follow him. He's also willing to step up and speak for the team in the hard times and the good times. And I think just his leadership is huge, but his play on the field has been absolutely phenomenal. I think he's played at a Pro Bowl, if not all pro level, throughout this season.
Yeah, it's hard to go wrong with Kevin Byard and the level of play you've seen from him on the back end. Yeah. I mentioned Tremaine Edmonds earlier in the show, but I think the Kevin Byard pick is one that holds a lot of water in its own right as well. All right, same question on offense then. Who do you think is the offensive MVP of the first half of this season?
I mean, I would go with Caleb, man. I mean, I think what he's doing in terms of digesting the offense and you know, getting guys in the right place, and I know that's been a journey as they – had so many struggles with, you know, pre-snap penalties and procedure and false starts and all those types of things. And I think a lot of that certainly lands on the quarterback in terms of getting the play, getting guys in and out of the huddle and getting guys lined up. But I think they're all learning this thing for the first time, and somebody on the field has to keep that together. You can look at the offensive line, and Darnell Wright would certainly be a candidate. Joe Tooney could be a candidate. He goes about his business so quietly and he does it so well, but it's quiet. And so, you know, people don't necessarily look at Joe Tooney. Is he dominating? Yes, he's dominating. That's why you don't hear anything about him. You know what I mean? That he's just going about his business, handling the business. And so, you know, I think what the O-line is doing is pretty good. I love what DeAndre Swift has done, Roma Dunze. I think all those guys have performed at a pretty good level. But I think Caleb is the glue to it, and he keeps it all going together. And when he's at his best when the game's on the line and down the stretch. And we've seen it time and time again, even going back to last season, although they weren't able to pull out many of those games, we saw him play some of his best ball as a rookie late in games. He continues to do that. So if I had to pick one, I would certainly consider some of those other guys I named, but I would probably give it to Caleb.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about that. Just that juxtaposition from where the team was last season, where it felt like there were some Caleb heroics being pulled off. And I wonder if the context of how folks thought about Caleb this season, how different it would be, where you can make a case there were a number of games in 2024 where Caleb did similar things that we're watching him do right now.
No doubt.
But they're
doubt.
Leading to wins as opposed to the losses from last year.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think last year the Bears were inventing ways to lose games. I mean, it was one week after another, you were just shocked at how they lost the games. Like, wait, what? And, you know, it just kept happening over and over and over again. And, you know, you look up and they had lost 10 straight, but you were able to still pinpoint some times in those losses where, you know, you could see that Caleb has all the traits. He has all of the tools, his arm, his, you know, playmaking ability with his legs, his ability to stay calm under pressure, which is something I appreciate as much as anything about not only athletes, it's about people in life. When the stakes are the highest, can you be calm and think through this thing and get us through? And he has that ability, no doubt about it. We've seen it time and time again. And so you saw some of these things from him last year. You continue to see him this year. It'll be very, very interesting, you know, to see if the Bears can avoid some of those situations, you know, as the schedule kind of turns and you get some of these contending teams coming in here, or you got to go see them on the road and you got to go to Philly or San Francisco and you got to go to Green Bay. Like, what do these things look like? Because I don't think that those teams are going to be as susceptible to you taking the game back from them in the last 5 minutes as some of the teams they've done that to so far this season.
And that's one of those things we're all looking forward to, right? Because the schedule, they get back into some divisional play against the Vikings this week. Then you get the Steelers, who are the perennial winner, the Eagles, who are, you know, every year in the Super Bowl conversation, and more divisional games on the way. So with that in mind, and the way that this schedule will seemingly get more difficult moving forward, what's the main area? What's at the on the laundry list of spots the Bears can stand to continue improving? Whether you want to talk pass rush, penalties have certainly gotten better here in recent weeks. You know, the middle eight. Where's a spot that you say if the Bears improve in this particular area, that'll mean the most to them in the second half of this schedule?
To me, it's just about offensively taking advantage of the opportunities that you're given in terms of red zone or, you know, sudden change when the defense takes the ball away. They have to convert these things into touchdowns, right? You talk about getting field goals or coming up empty on some of these drives. You can't really do that if you expect to get out ahead of some of these teams that are coming up on the schedule. Okay, it's fine that you had these drives and you chose not to take the field goals because of the wind or the weather, or Kyron was working himself back into form, or whatever it may be. That's fine, but you're still talking about two or three drives in the first half where you could have had points you came away empty. But it's not just about not settling for the field goals. Like, why can't we sustain these drives and put it in the end zone? Because that's what you're going to need when you're going up against the Philadelphia Eagles and you're on the road with the Packers and you got these teams coming in. You have to be able to sustain these drives and put touchdowns on the board early in the games. Because if you're down 10, even if you're talking about the Steelers, and I'm not saying the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders or world beaters this year, but I can guarantee you that Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers are not giving you back a 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go. You're not getting that back from them. And so you have to be able to put points on the board early in the game when those opportunities present itself. We know that there's always five or six plays in the game that swings the decision and the outcome one way or another. But you don't know when those five or six plays are coming. And they could be the first play of the game. It could be first quarter. Everybody looks at the last five plays of the game like, that's it. That's it right there. Like, that's cool. But what happened in the second quarter? What happened in the first quarter? What happened on that drive when you could have had an opportunity to punch it in and you couldn't and you settled for three or you got nothing? Those are the things that are going to make a difference against these good teams. The Bengals give it back to you, or you let the Bengals get back in the game, to be honest with you. But the Bengals give it back to you. The Giants give it back to you. The Steelers, the Eagles, the Niners, the Packers, they will not give it back to you. I think offensively, they have to take advantage of the opportunities early and often. They are yet to play a consistent four-quarter football game amongst all three phases. That's what they're going to have to do if they hope to be, you know, as successful as they have been in the first half of the season. If they hope to be that successful in the second half of the season, they're going to have to play more complete football across all three phases.
Last one for you, Herb. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, the impact that he's had already just through two games so far. What did you think the Bears were getting when they got him, and how in relation to those expectations has he performed through your eyes?
Yeah, I thought they were getting a very good football player. That's what you know. I mean, that's what the tape says. So, you know, the tape doesn't allow on the football player that you're getting. You're talking about a guy who's played big football games and Super Bowls and conference championships, and he's led the league in picks and that type of stuff. But, like, that's the type of guy you see on tape. The question was, well, who's the person? Who's coming in the building? Who's coming in the locker room? How does this mesh with the other guys in this locker room? You're already halfway through a season. Guys have built their relationships and developed certain chemistries and certain routines. How does he come in and fit with that? And from what I've seen, he fits well. I see him in the locker room. The guys have embraced him with open arms. They're laughing. They're joking. He seems to fit in with the guys, and you can see that on the field in terms of the chemistry that they have out on the field. He certainly doesn't seem to be disrupting that. He continues to make plays. And so the football aspect, I was pretty comfortable with. The person was what you worried about. And I guess you probably will still have it in the back of your mind. I mean, I always say once you hear something twice, it's not a rumor anymore. But just in me talking to him, he seems like a guy who, one, you know, feels like he's misunderstood. He says the disconnect is that people just don't know me personally. And they, you know, hear this and hear that and just kind of roll with that. But I think also he seems to be aware of this sense of, you know, last opportunity, right? When you get sit at home for 2 months and you're like, man, maybe this thing might be over. And then somebody, you know, throws you one more lifeline. You tend to be a little bit more grateful, a little bit more appreciative of the opportunity. He seems to be embracing it. He's certainly fitting in with the team, but also with the defense. He's got familiarity with Coach D.A. and what he wants him to do. So it'll be interesting to see when KG comes back, when Kyler Gordon comes back, what they do with the two of them and how they use them. They're both really good football players. I don't see a need to sit on either one of them on the sideline, but it'll be interesting to see how DA chooses to deploy them. But I think just for, you know, for CeeDee, I think he's come in and he's fit in pretty well with what the Bears are trying to do right now.
Yeah, I mean, the secondary was super deep coming into the season, and then it got besieged by injuries. A few weeks from now, maybe we're back to that super deep secondary again. That'd be a great spot for the Bears to find themselves in. It's always a great
really
spot to find
be.
Myself
I mean,
in.
That's what you're talking
you.
About.
No doubt, man. No doubt, Herb. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Big and my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
That is my guy, Herb Howard of the Bigs. You can find him on social media at HerbHoward411. He's on the Bears beat, covering them as well as anyone in this town. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this thing with Caleb, because I don't know. I don't know if he did a bunch of Bikram yoga. I don't know if he trimmed down. Like, you know, if he's just – something about him looks quicker, twitchier, more explosive as an athlete. It's almost like when he starts running and he gets into the open field, like that 29-yard run, not the touchdown run, but the 29-yard run on the second-to-last drive, where you can see his body almost kind of gets out of control, because it almost looks like he's not accustomed to moving as explosively as he is right now. I want to get to the bottom of this somewhere, some way, somehow. But we did have one of the great Bears from days of yore who was on the station earlier today. Bears quarterback Rex Grossman. You heard from him a little bit tonight. We'll run some of that sound back. And my guy Studs had a recent experience where the legacy of Rex Grossman gave him a schematic advantage on the opponent. We'll describe what that means next. I'm Anthony Hare. This is Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rex is our quarterback.
Score Evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
You tell him, Levy. Rex is our quarterback. Not our quarterback, not our QB, our quarterback.
Rex is our quarterback.
Our quarterback. I don't know how many syllables are supposed to be in quarterback. Quarterback. So three. Love you found a way to turn that into like a six-syllable word. Quarterback. Love it. I'm Anthony Hare. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Rex Grossman was on the station earlier today. But before I get into some of the Rex Grossman stuff, I'm curious for your thoughts, Studs. Because I haven't had a detailed conversation with anyone about this yet, and I haven't even necessarily been certain that my eyes are seeing what I feel like they're seeing. But when I'm watching Caleb move this season, and maybe it's just as simple as Herb is talking about. Maybe it's just the decisiveness when he says, you know what, I'm going to just take off and run, and he just looks better, looks swifter, looks, you know, quicker, more urgent when he's doing it, when he just decides he's going to put him up, you know, pick him up and put him down. But to me, he looks more explosive this year as an athlete. I don't know. Like, you watch this stuff closely, man. What do you think, Studs?
That's interesting you bring that up. I haven't necessarily had that thought. Maybe now I'll watch it a little closer. But I guess I always felt like he was kind of underrated as a just with his speed, I'll say, not necessarily as a runner, but with his speed. Yeah. Maybe it is the decisiveness that you're talking about, where he has, especially in the last month, become much more decisive about when he's going to run. He just goes, and he doesn't hesitate and try, so when he does decide that he's going to run, he's much more decisive with it. Maybe that's it. Or maybe he did get a step faster. I don't know. Maybe he did some speed training in the offseason. I mean, because that, I will say it was a little surprising how he was able to turn the corner on his touchdown
run. 17-yard touchdown run. Yeah.
I didn't
think there were some guys who looked like they had an angle on him, right?
Right, yeah. So I didn't think I thought as the play was developing, he was going to throw it to Kmet. And I didn't think, even when he took off, I didn't think there was a chance, you know, obviously just watching the TV copy, we don't see the full field. I didn't think there was any chance he was scoring. And so, yeah, I mean, that kind of did stand out to me. He's like, oh, wow, where did that come from? So, yeah, maybe I'll watch that a little closer.
Yeah, keep your eye on it, because I know you're a runner and you're an athlete, and I would trust your eye on these things. And it's not something that I've like sunk my teeth into, but it's come up a few times this year where I just watch him move and I'm like, man, is he that, like, he's obviously not Justin Fields on the hoof,
right?
But like Mitch Trubisky was a really swift athlete, and he was more known for his, like, Caleb is known for his scrambling, but as far as taking off running, out of the last three Bears first round picks, I think as a pure runner, most of us would say, like, Justin Fields, number one, Mr. Trubisky, number two, Caleb, number three. But what the Caleb of this season, I'm hoping somebody on the Bears beat, I'm probably just going to text a few guys on the beat and just ask Caleb about this for me. Just do me a favor, because I truly think he looks faster. And, you know, I haven't seen Caleb. Every once in a while, like, does he look more slim? Is he more fit this year? Has he been doing Pilates? I don't know what it is, but
he doesn't look any physically different to me. He looks the same. Maybe a little more muscular, right? But he doesn't look. He doesn't look. But adding muscle doesn't necessarily mean adding speed. Is the other
right?
Thing, you know. So yeah, I don't
but
know.
It could mean adding suddenness, though.
Right.
Like
right.
Some of those explosive movements, and that's where even the things he's doing, the movements he's making in the pocket, are so twitchy right now. Some of that is just sort of the innate anticipation, the eyes in the back of his head with rushers coming from behind him, and, you know, that little reverse pivot spinning out. But that movement he's making looks more sudden, looks more twitchy, looks quicker and more explosive to me this season. And as soon as you started talking about that 17-yard touchdown run, I knew where you were going, because I had the same thought, man. Like, wait, how? I don't think Caleb of last year, I don't know that that's a touchdown. He looks more swift to me this year, but I could be completely wrong. Maybe it is just a mental thing. Maybe it's because my contact lenses, I changed my provider this year. I don't know what it is, man, but Caleb looks like he's moving different to me this season. I could be completely off. But Rex Grossman, Bears quarterback of yesteryear, he was on the score today. He was talking with Raheemi, Harris, and Grody, and Grody at one point even pointed it out. It's nice to hear, just like it's fun for a lot of us who grew up watching the Bears, cheering for the Bears, and Dave Wannstedt's the coach, and it's cool just to have Wani here on the station so much and all around town. I get to work with him, not only here, but at the Big Ten networks. I'm like, man, this is the Bears coach of my childhood. Now I get to, you know, I can text with Dave Wannstedt whenever I want to. Like, that's cool. For a lot of Bears fans, or Rex Grossman in that first decade of the 2000s, that was the Bears QB. That was the Bears first round pick. And that was the hope that was invested in what the future could be for this organization for a number of years, for the 6 years that he was a Bears quarterback. Rex Grossman was on the station earlier today. And one of the things that he spoke with the midday show about was his evaluation of Bears quarterback Caleb Williams. And Rex said one thing stood out to him amongst everything else. Just thinks Caleb looks a lot more comfortable.
Just watch him from afar. He just seems like he's more comfortable with his decision making. You know, last year, I think, well, first of all, the offensive line's a lot better this year. Plus, he's more confident where he's looking and going through his reads instead of just holding the ball a little bit too long and dancing in the pocket and doing some things when maybe guys were open and he was trying to make a wild play. I think he's understanding the game a little more, has better protection, and I think his coach is putting his eyes in the right spot.
And for Rex, he knows of what he speaks, because not only being a quarterback in the NFL, but being someone here in Chicago and being a guy who had to try and learn a couple of different offenses and just figuring things out throughout his Bears career and his professional career. But then also the aspect of being a young guy who tried to take the success he had in the college offenses and have those morph and evolve into what success could look like in the NFL. For a guy who's kind of under that harsh glare of scrutiny in the Chicago media and the pressure cooker that it is to be the Bears quarterback, one of the things he was asked about was just what his impressions were at that time and how you know, being the Bears QB, how it suited him. And he did end up saying it was kind of fun, and I guess in some ways it was nice to hear Rex Grossman say that these were actually the best years, these 6 years he was with the Bears, the best years of his professional life.
Being in Chicago was the best 6 years of my life.
Really?
I had a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, but mostly ups, you know. I had a couple injuries, you know, I got benched, but also, like, was drafted in the first round, went to the Super Bowl, had a bunch of amazing memories. I mean, just a, such a fun city to live in, and that whole 6 years is a special 6 years of my life.
That's nice to hear, because you never know. I mean, I've got teammates from college who, you know, some who live in Iowa, but maybe suffered some of that scrutiny of being in a major college football environment and don't necessarily always love going back to Iowa City, because it can have either impact on you, I guess, if you let it, where these are great opportunities and these are magnificent stages that professional athletes and quarterbacks get put on this pedestal, and they make a lot of money and they can make commercials and all these other things. But man, you can get a lot of hate and you can get a lot of folks coming at you from all different directions because their hopes are invested in you, and maybe even beyond hopes. In some cases, you got folks' finances when they're betting on these things invested in you, and people can get really upset. And it is not always a fun place to be. Frequently, it is not a fun place to be, but it's nice to hear Rex Grossman have that perspective of where he's at this point in life. It reminded me a little bit of Eddie Curry was on the afternoon show with Spiegel and Holmes, I don't know, a month or so ago, something like that. And it was just a lot, texted the guys during the show. It was just a lot of fun to hear Eddie Curry on the station and talking to them and just sounding like he's in this really good place in life. And it was fun to hear Rex Grossman being in this really good, comfortable place in life, being on the station today. And part of the reason he was on the station is because there's an opportunity to spend a night with Chicago football champions, conference champions, and Brian Urlacher, Rex Grossman, and Alex Brown. They're going to take a river cruise coming up on the 21st, and folks will have an opportunity to experience that if they go online or call the phone numbers or whatever and get tickets to that. I'm sure that's going to be a really special thing that folks get to do. Now, Studs, I know that you, as I mentioned, you're an athlete. You're running, you're lifting, you're doing all your stuff, all your plyos and whatever else you do to stay in the kind of shape you're in. Flag football is one of the activities that you participate in.
It is.
And apparently the name Rex Grossman came across from a game plan perspective and a competitive perspective for you recently.
Yeah, so this was last Monday. We didn't play last night because they said the field was unplayable, which I disagree with, but whatever. That's not my decision to make. So this is last Monday, last game we played, and the team we were going against, I'm on defense. I typically play corner, and I heard them, our opponent, yell out before a play, "Sexy Rexy." I'm like, okay, I have an idea that this is going to be a deep shot, and it. Well, I didn't. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Just let folks know. So, why did you immediately think that the play call "Sexy Rexy" was going to be a deep shot?
Because that's what he was known for. His thing. I'm going to throw deep. Put our bearings down there somewhere. You know, I'm going to rip it deep. So I was like, okay, I'm going to keep an eye out here. And we typically run basically a form of cover two. So I'm more often in the flat. I rarely go past 20 yards down the field, but I'm usually handing off to the safety, right? If someone's running deep. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on this. And I think a couple guys ran deep. They didn't throw it deep. They threw it somewhere else because we had it covered up. Mm. And I was like, okay. I think that just confirmed what I was thinking. They ran it again later, and it was exactly the same thing. Dude ran deep. And I, between plays at that point, I just yell for everyone on the field to hear. I'm like, guys, they call that Sexy Rexy. This guy's running deep. and it was just so they never ran it again. That was the last time they ran it again.
Okay, so you called it out and let them know. So if at some point then, if the Bears, because one of the things I've been a little bit surprised, honestly, that as a couple of like the exotics or the deceptives, the trick plays that the Bears have run in some of the games, they've been willing to share what the names of them are afterwards. So I would imagine then that you can't have like Caleb Williams like yelling inaudible to somebody using, you know, one of these play calls that the Bears have addressed with the media afterwards? Because then if they do, the fact that they've shared it publicly, then everybody's going to know what play the Bears are running and they're going to pull a studs. They're
well,
just
the real
echo the call.
The next level thinking would be name a different play the same thing. So remember, so like George McCaskey was one of the plays they ran this year. I can't remember exactly which one, but it was a couple games ago. George McCaskey was
It was like a boss play.
Yeah, boss play.
They ran an inside lead. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that I would do is, okay, we're going to keep that name, but it's going to be a different play. And I think that would mess with people.
Yeah, I like that. Then you could just turn it into a play action or something like that where they think you're going to just run some kind of an ISO lead on the inside. Then it turns out actually what you're running is a little play action where you set it up for a touchdown. I like the thinking here, studs. It's like a real play caller. Hope Ben Johnson is listening.
I'll get that passed along.
Exactly, yeah. Just get all the notes to Ben Johnson while that's happening. I do have a few other notes myself from the game, and when I come on for the post-post show afterwards, and, you know, I got hour and a half or whatever, couple hours maybe to let folks know my post-game thoughts, and I hear a lot from you. I end up with a lot of extra notes that I don't unload during the post-post show. So during the final hour, we're going to step away from football a little bit. We're going to talk some Bulls. We're going to talk some winter meetings in baseball. I do want to unload a few final observations from my notebook from the Bears game that I just want to put out in the cosmos. I'll let you know about that. I am emptying the playbook next. This is Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Rex is our quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
I'm Anthony Herron. This is Score Evenings, Tuesday edition of Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Been talking a lot of football through the first couple hours here with you tonight. And football talk on The Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I mentioned emptying my notebook. As I go through and I watch Bears games and, you know, my duties on television, on pregame, on Bears Game Day Live, I do that with Fox 32, Lou Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, Tina Wynn, and then postgame, have the honor of being here hosting the post-post show. And so I just take notes all throughout the game on my initial watch and go back and, you know, get another watch of the game in either later that evening or the days to come. So a few notes I haven't really gotten into on the air here. Having Austin Booker in the game as a more full-time defensive end. They've, of course, signed Joe Tryon-Shoyinka, and they're hoping to get him even more involved in the defense moving forward, is my understanding. But beyond that, Austin Booker is the guy who's at least been in this system, knows the scheme, but he's not a very hefty defensive end. And when you play DN in this system for DA, he does like guys with a bit of heft, which is why you've seen him at times move guys who have more so played on the interior defensive tackle out to defensive end. One of the ways they accounted for having Austin Booker in the lineup, though, was that you did see more movement when Austin Booker was on the field with slants, and twist stunts, and he's good at that. That suits him. You did see the Giants able to take advantage of just Austin Booker lining up, trying to hit blocks. Austin Booker was getting run off the ball. He was getting moved out of there. So he's got to continue to be more formidable and find more of an anchor in there at the point of attack. One guy who does have an improved anchor, it does look like Grady Jarrett is getting healthier to me. That's a really good sign for the Bears to have him be able to anchor, because Andrew Billings, he's kind of an immovable object in there. He moves the line of scrimmage advantage Bears over and over again. Javon Dexter can be a little bit hit or miss with that, but it was good to see Grady Jarrett able to just kind of drop his anchor, really get that inside shoulder turned and fight pressure, and he seems to be holding up against combo blocks, against double teams, much better than he was earlier in the season. So that's encouraging from a Bears perspective. Also, CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, and the on-field aspect of the Bears adding him, no real concerns there, but certainly curious about how he would handle himself, what the maturity of his, not necessarily his game, but his demeanor, how that would show up. And so far, so good. He's made a number of big plays for the Bears defense, and there hadn't been a lot of extra mustard on the hot dog. You don't see him really working too tough to get under the opponent's skin. So far, that hasn't seemingly been a focus of his. He's been out here playing good football, playing with confidence, adding some juice to things, but doing so without drawing any extra flags, doing so without making other guys want to punch him. And when you're a talented football player, if you can draw that balance, just like I've talked about with Tyreek Stevenson, where if you can draw that balance of being able to be feisty, to be formidable, while not necessarily taking it too far where you're hurting your team or detracting from the opportunity at team success, that's where some of the best players in the business can really have long and sometimes storied careers. So I hope that ends up being the case for CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, because he's a really talented football player. And two games in, it does seem like he's been able to rein in some of the additional antics that have had a guy as talented as him bouncing from team to team. Caleb Williams specifically, just one last thing with the way he passes the football. Some of the drops are definitely on him, and I was addressing this during the post show. I talked about it a bit yesterday as well during the midday show. When he takes the RPMs off the ball a little bit, it not only seems to enhance his accuracy, but also makes the balls more catchable. And that's where Caleb, I think, will need to continue growing. And I'm confident that's a part of what gets discussed in the meeting rooms with him as well. Because there are certainly times where being able to whip the ball through coverage, to whip the ball through the wind at Soldier Field on Sunday, that matters and that's useful. But also, when you just got a chance to just hit an open target, and give him a chance for some run after catch, just put the ball in the hands and watch him work. And there's plenty of arm strength, not just arm talent, but plenty of arm strength where when you see those moments where Caleb just kind of dials it down a little bit, takes a little bit of that speed, that velocity off the football, then some special things can really happen. And he seems to be growing into that mode. We'll close the show with a little bit more football conversation, but want to get into some hoops and some baseball, because there's a lot happening in those spaces as well. Joe Cowley will be here to talk some Bulls about all the positivity. It's not all good, but it's a lot better than it used to be. We'll describe why next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.